My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. We may not always agree, but I promise to always be respectful and friendly and try to stay on point. If you would like to join this conversation, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We're talking about the J6 pardons. And as Donald Trump basically said to these extraordinarily violent, many of them extraordinarily violent people who did physically attack police officers, were convicted by juries of their peers, or who pled guilty to such violence. As he basically said to people, hey, you want to engage in race-based hate crimes because you think somebody might be here illegally? Don't worry, I got your back. Is this not a doubling down on the two-tiered system of justice? Justice for those who have access and money and power and influence, and then the system for all the rest of us. I'm worried about it. Are you? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Just want to check in with, Joshua texting in from Wausau. Also, affirming that, hey, his great uncle told me you don't get to take German in high school, or you shouldn't take German in high school because they were forbidden to learn it or to even speak it because of things like the Alien Enemies Act, which was used to target Germans at different points in our history. Now, Germans were never rounded up in the United States and placed into internment camps like we did with the Japanese following World War II or during World War II. But come on. You know, come on. Let's be honest about what's going on here. Let's try one more time. Hey, is this Jack from Merrimack? Jack, are you there? John?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
There you go.
I got two things to say here. First, in my opinion, you've called it correctly. Trump has now, through his pardons, potentially formed what I'd only be calling authoritarian-style bully troops, and possibly even death squads, though I don't want to be that alarmist. But this blanket pardon of over 1,000 domestic terrorists, and I'd argue traitors, it seems that might just be possible. And secondly, about the proclamation to halt and reverse constitutional birthright citizenship, enforcement of that would clearly be illegal. But while Trump has royal immunity, it seems to me that his minions might not, and maybe they would not really act on it. Of course, under the Nazis, a lot of illegal acts were committed, and the courts and even the legislatures didn't seem to do anything, if I recall correctly. Even those involved in the death camps, as I recall, weren't prosecuted in Germany. It took international involvement to do that. So this could be a real serious issue here. Anyway,
yes,
that's the end of my rant for today.
Thanks so much, Jack. Appreciate you calling in. You can join us just like Jack did, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. The texter from the 414 that said, hey, many police officers were hurt during the BLM riots, a lot more than January 6th, a lot more. First of all, I don't know of any police officer that died following an altercation during a BLM riot first. And then the texter followed up with this. They didn't go after BLM protests like January 6th people. Not a lot of phone tracking. Not any. That is actually not true. And I can tell you that because I was aware of some law enforcement activity in my prior job role. So I'll just leave it there. I just know that that's not true. The second thing I'll say is that, and I've made this point before, and I know this will be hard for you to hear, Donald Trump did not win the election in 2020. Donald Trump did not win the election in 2020. So all of that violence and that rioting on January 6th, that was all a bunch of bull. It is objectively clear, you can just look at body cam footage, that there is a real conversation that has to be had about the policing of Black and brown communities and the social contract that exists, that must exist between law enforcement and the communities that they police. We can hold those ideas in the head, in our head at the same time, and yet absolutely condemn people that engage in violence against police officers or damage buildings or engage in unlawful activity that frankly put a bad name on all of the people that were out there peacefully protesting. Tom from Madison, you're up, sir. What do you have to say?
Yeah, I'm really weary of the idea that the Antifa BLM, so to speak, riots were the same as January 6th. I mean, even if you just examine the motivation, when it comes to right. the George Floyd protests, they were protests against the murder of unarmed Black American citizens. Yes. And did some of them get out of order? Of course they did, and those people were punished. But the January 6th was, as you were saying, absolutely manufactured by Donald Trump. And now we're sending a signal to all of those people that, hey, let's just start a new brown shirts and you can get away with murder. Literally. I hope the Democrats step up and get way more aggressive in their language and basically just in their public appearances. They need to be seen as people who are keeping the peace, people that have some kind of common sense going on. And I hope that happens.
Thanks so much, Tom. Folks, you can join us after the top of the hour. We got news, weather, and sports coming up right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will continue this discussion. I just want to leave you with this. This is a quote from former D.C. police Fanon following Donald Trump's pardons. I have been betrayed by my country. I have been betrayed by those that supported Donald Trump. Whether you voted for him because he promised these pardons or for some other reason, you knew that this was coming, and here we are. This great conversation continues after the top of the hour. I'm Maggie Dawn, your friendly lawyer, lady economist, and political